Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Heine Mainisch. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lil Stoner. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Lil Stoner. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting third. The right fielder, Walt French. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Hale. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Woodall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Tavener. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cobb. The throw from Woodall and he is out, Tavener applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch hits a line drive into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill takes first base on ball four. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a fly ball towards center. Manish settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Manish. Cochran moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Geringer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner hits a fly ball into right field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Woodall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bishop moves to second. Wald French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 1 in the game. French hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer fields it and throws to second for the out. Bishop moves to third. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bishop scores. French moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 1 in the game. Cobb hits a line drive into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Geringer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus strikes out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacobson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Woodall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 1 in the game. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mainisch moves to second. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale can't make a play. That's a base hit. Mainisch scores. Fothergill moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dykes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Woodall for the out. Fothergill moves to third. Tavener moves to second. One out. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner is 0 for 1 in the game. Stoner strikes out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 1 in the game. Boley hits a fly ball into center field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grove. The throw from Woodall and he is safe. Grove steals second. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grove moves to third. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus can't make a play. That's a base hit. Grove scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 2 in the game. French hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hale moves to third. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 2 in the game. Cobb hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Cobb reaches second base with a double. Hale scores. French goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cobb moves to third. Cochran moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers won. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 2 in the game. Heilman strikes out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacobson hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 2 in the game. Boley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grove hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fothergill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale can't make a play. That's a base hit. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0 for 2 in the game. Woodall hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Warner pinch hits for Lil Stoner. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Holloway now pitching. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holloway fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. French hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 3 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball four. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gehringer moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-3 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-3 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cochran moves to third. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jacobson hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cochran tags and scores. One out. It's 7-1, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-3 in the game. Boley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dykes moves to third. Boley moves to second. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Grove hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dykes tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-1, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boley scores. It's 9-1, Athletics. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mainisch strikes out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tavner strikes out. Two outs. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-3 in the game. Woodall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fothergill moves to second. Johnny Bassler pinch hits for Ken Holloway. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler takes first base on ball 4. Fothergill moves to third. Woodall moves to second. Al Wingo pinch hits for Lou Blue. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.